What's good, everybody, ladies and gentlemen? We're back with another installment of the State of the Franchise podcast. And right now, we're looking at a World Series final between the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. I mean, that's what we're watching right now. Got NBA, and then got some NFL to talk about, guys. And let's get right into Week 7 recap. And let's start off with the Arizona Cardinals, man. The Arizona Cardinals taking on the Houston Texans. They just dominate, man. 7-0. Take care of business out in the desert. Zach Ertz got to play. I know you guys were happy.
Yeah, he got the yards.
He had his longest touchdown reception.
Oh, man, I don't doubt it. Like, yeah. Honestly.
The last time he played the Texans, he had a career day. He broke the NFL receiving receptions in the season for a tight end.
Good for
him,
man.
He had two touchdowns.
Look, it's just embarrassment of riches. It's embarrassment of riches out there in the desert.
I'm very happy for him.
Oh, no, I'm happy. I'm happy for the entire Cardinals team, honestly.
Yo, the final score was 31-5.
31-5. One of the another unique score in the NFL. That's never happened in the history of the NFL. Fun fact, guys.
It's a historical year for the Cardinals.
Very historical, but at what cost? You know, they lost Patrick Peterson. They lost Larry Fitzgerald. You know, it's sad, but at the end of the day.
What? Maybe they were holding them back.
Maybe they were holding them
now
back.
Now they gained D-Hop and J.J. Watt.
They gained D-Hop, J.J. Watt, you know. Yep. But now they got
AJ Green too, bro. Don't forget.
AJ Green has found a resurgence out there in the desert.
It's
crazy you mentioned that, Mohamed, that maybe Fitzgerald was holding them back. Because the plays that AJ Green is making, I love Larry Fitzgerald and all, but I just don't see, I never saw Larry Fitzgerald making those kind of plays that AJ Green is at that tail end of his career, you know?
Yeah, I mean, AJ Green or Larry Fitzgerald is running more like those Adam Humphreys.
Adam Humphrey, like
Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah, Hunter Renfrow routes.
They got him running the slot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. He moved into the slot, I think, 2013, apparently. Something like that, but you know, I don't think he fully retired, so we might, I don't know, keep a lookout for Larry Fitzgerald and the Cardinals later down the line, unless they get hit with an injury bug, which I don't see it. They already had the COVID gig last week with half their coaching staff out, but I mean.
Oh, they're immune then.
Yeah, no, they're immune, and then they're not, this is what I love the most about what I'm seeing from this Cardinals team. I still think it's way too early to judge them.
They get a big matchup this Thursday.
They do have a big matchup. We'll get into in just a second. But this is where I see like a bigger difference. They're not playing down to their opponents. And I think we saw that 1 week when they went up against the
Vikings.
I wouldn't say the Vikings. No, Vikings high scoring. That went down to the wire. But the 49ers, when they played the 49ers with a rookie quarterback and Trey Lance, you know, that is when the one time they played down to their opponent. You saw this Texans team and this Texans game maybe as possibly a trap game. You know, but still, you know, they're putting on their pedals to the metal, foot is on the gas pedal, and it's not coming off anytime soon, I would assume. But to Omar's point, man, as you mentioned, they have a big one this week coming up Thursday night against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And Packers got it done against the Washington football team at Lambeau. I don't even want to get into that one real quick. I mean,
we can discuss it later.
I was going to say the Washington football teams like kind of did the work for the Packers.
You
could have won the game.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to go that far, but it's just pathetic watching that display of football week in and week out. But onto like let's just do a quick like dive into this Thursday night game, guys.
Yeah.
No Davante Adams for Green Bay, or no Alan Lazard either.
Both I think Aaron Jones is fine.
Yeah, I think Aaron Jones is fine. Both out with COVID-19.
Is Valdez Scantling going to play?
They're trying to bring him back.
I saw they're trying. I don't know if they're going to do it, but yeah. It's going to be tough with no practice. I don't think he's had any type of practice. And on a
Thursday, literally tomorrow.
In Arizona, you know, that's,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be tough. And I thought this was going to be a really tight game. Probably Packers have a chance. There's just no way the Packers can win this, right? Don't you think, Omar?
I don't think so either. Honestly, Aaron Rodgers is capable of great, you know, great plays, extending plays, and making shit out of nothing. But at the same time, he's got a depleted team right now. He's really working with his Tonyan and his running back.
And
Aaron
Tonyan's
Jones.
Not even having that great of a year.
Yeah, he's not.
Tonyan had his first year. His second touchdown of the year last week against WFT. The
Cardinals are going to be at full force. So this is
no JJ Watt.
He's out tomorrow.
But on offense, they're going to be at full force.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And this is kind of reminiscent of last year when they made the 49ers play on Thursday night when their whole team was COVID-stricken. I forgot who they played.
They played the Packers.
Oh, yeah, it was the Packers. That's right. Yeah, that's why. Yep, Packers, yep, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there we go.
Packers made quick work of them. Yeah. And I feel the same thing is going to happen with the Cardinals. They're going to make quick work of the Packers. What do you think, Mahan?
You guys.
Why are you laughing like you're freezing?
I know who Aaron Rodgers is, bro.
What do you mean? This is
he's the guy who lost to Jameis Winston in week one.
Aaron Jones fantasy owners, this is our time. This is our time to shine. This is our time to step up and take advantage.
Of what?
Of not having Davante Adams and Aaron Lazard. Let's feed Jonesy. Let's give him 4 touchdowns.
I think Aaron Jones only benefits when he has the other stars around him, because as defensively, you got to worry about those other guys, correct?
Maybe. Maybe not.
I
got faith in 12, man. I think this is going to be a trap game for the Cardinals.
This is their most realist test.
Yeah, this is 100%. Obviously real. Well, yeah.
They already beat the good teams. The rest of their schedule was really easy.
We talked about this a few times.
When they played the Rams, they put up 37 fucking points.
Yeah, and they blew them up.
They're phenomenal. But now they're riding high. The last few weeks they've been dominating. They haven't, they haven't really gotten punched in the mouth just yet.
I don't think at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think Jacksonville
with the Vikings, but
Jacksonville and the Vikings were the closest games they played.
Bro, Jacksonville was only close for like the first half.
Yeah, first half.
Then they went to the locker. It was like, dog, we're the fucking Arizona Cardinals.
Let's turn the fuck up. Yeah.
That's literally what happened.
Mo, you got a really good point, because the other strongest team, I believe, outside, well, let's look at it this way. The other strong team I see outside of the Cardinals and the NFC right now, I see 3 teams. I see the Cowboys, which will play at the end of the year. I see the Rams, which they already made mincemeat of earlier in as, whoo-wee, I don't know, day or not goes, hits a bomb. Atlanta ties it up.
Take that. Astros.
But, yeah, fucking Astros, fuck them. But like I was saying, you know, they already made mincemeat of the Rams in L.A. And then who did the Rams beat earlier in the year? Who they made mincemeat of?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. So as of right now, I don't think in a much improved defense as we saw with the Arizona Cardinals, I don't see anybody stopping them. And feed Aaron Jones as much as possible. I just think it's not even on the offensive side that I'm worried about for Green Bay. It's more so on the defensive side and all the weapons that Kyler Murray and company have. So it's just easy. This is going to be way too easy for them, I expect. And they're going to be able to outscore you. It's all up to Kyler Murray. And if Kyler Murray can keep this pace of play up, there's no stopping the Arizona Cardinals, in my opinion.
We'll see. We're in for a show, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that. But, yo, I know you just mentioned the Buccaneers, and holy shit, man, they just laid out a can of
ass-whooping on the Bears, yeah.
They fucked up the
Bears. About that, Jordan, but what do you
expect? Shout out to Jordan.
What do you expect from Tampa Bay? I don't know.
Rookie quarterback. Basically, the receiving core is kind of depleted, I'm not going to lie. They're not playing well. They're not getting open. They're dropping catches. I think the Chicago Bears might be tanking as well.
No, there's no way
they're really trying. They're trying.
They're trying their hardest.
They need to try, because
they don't want to let Matt Nagy tank. That's his job.
No, they got to fire Matt Nagy. But they got to start Nick Foles. They got to give Nick Foles a chance.
I mean,
after we traded up in the draft to pick this guy.
Yeah, no, this is Justin Fields' time to shine. Like, he needs to get it together. And sadly, I'm kind of seeing a little bit of they may have started him too early. It's the same thing that I see with Washington, Dwayne Haskins. We saw last year, actually in 2019. Clearly, Dwayne Haskins needed to be developed a lot more before they threw him out in the field. I'm not comparing the two. I'm not comparing Haskins and Justin Fields. I'm just saying the situations they fell into are similar. You had coaches who are on the losing end or who are on the hot seat, and then you have a high draft pick and a rookie quarterback that the fans want to see. Obviously, they're waiting for the saving grace. You put it, throw them in there too early again, and you demand high expectations. Wheels could be coming off in Chicago earlier than we expected.
Look, I know they expect high expectations, but with that offensive line, like
the offensive line is god atrocious.
We called it like in our preview show or week one. It's like, yeah, there's no way this offensive line can hold up.
Not at all.
Make something happen. But anyways, I think the biggest news out of that game was that Tom Brady threw his 600th career touchdown pass.
And Mike Evans
gave Mike it Evans decides to give it to a fan.
So here's what I want to ask you guys. The fan, I think he got a signed helmet from Brady.
He got a $1,000 gift card to the team store.
Not
even cash.
Well, hold, oh, I mean, look here. Let's list it. $1,000 team store credit. Let's just say that. Season tickets, two season tickets for the rest of this year and next year. Signed memorabilia from Brady. I believe it's a signed helmet. Signed Mike Evans jersey, cleats, and gloves, I believe. And is also getting a Bitcoin.
One whole Bitcoin.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
Brady's giving him a Bitcoin.
He won.
Also, Rob Gronkowski and company are giving him a lot of crypto. All right,
they're killing it, overkilling it right now.
Well, just I mean,
give
honestly,
me a fucking Bitcoin, Brady.
No, see, well, honestly, that guy could have sold that.
That ball was easily worth six figures.
That's what they were saying. That ball was easily worth six figures. Is that compensation worth it? Does that make up for it?
The Bitcoin made it all for me.
You know what? A lot of people are saying that he should have kept the ball. But honestly, I think he did the right thing. Because, yeah, he is getting assets out of this. Instead of
100%.
He got
what happens when Brady throws 601?
He already did.
Exactly.
In that game.
What's the significance of those compared to 600?
Because
600 means a lot to Brady.
No, it means a lot to NFL.
It does too, yeah.
600 or 601, which one, like, yeah.
I'd rather have 600, you're right. Obviously, but at the same time, like, if I was a fan, I probably would have been hesitant at first, but, you know, what they gave him is definitely worth it.
Oh, 100%. I think so, too. I mean, if you think about it, he got more than what he came in with. No matter how you look at it, he's going to leave with two free tickets. More signed Tom Brady stuff. I mean, and it's like he said in an interview, Tom Brady was asking me for the ball. You know, like that's the GOAT.
You're a fan
of the team. Like, yeah. Again, like in the moment, you're not really thinking about it. You're just like, you know what? It was cool posing with the ball and stuff like that.
Really,
and
they gave him a big one. God damn.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
that's what's up.
If you're saying
I thought they were just giving him team shit.
He understands.
If you're saying the guy like lost that trade, you clearly don't know finances.
He came in there with zero.
He came in with
and then left with a lot more.
You got signed shit, tickets, free tickets to the game.
100%.
And cryptocurrency.
But the Buccaneers, man. Back to the game.
Yeah,
itself.
Back to the game itself.
Well, Tom Brady said his 600 touchdown pass.
They stopped playing.
Yeah, they stopped playing.
Like, they fucked up the Bears.
You know, and that Tampa Bay defense, even without their top corners, I mean, I don't know. They're probably on corner back fourth and fifth.
Some special teamers we've never even heard of.
They still got to the quarterback, made life hell for Justin Fields and company. And it's just, they got a big one coming up against the New Orleans Saints on Halloween. Brady and the Buccaneers after, you know, a tough loss in L.A., I think it was week two. I mean, they're still back on track, back on the train, back on schedule.
L.A. was like week four or something like that.
It was either week two or week three, in my opinion.
I think it was three. I believe it was three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was three. It was three.
Damn, but we're far as hell into the season.
Halfway. No, we're definitely halfway into the season, and there's been a lot of games, and we're starting to see a lot of teams kind of make a noise for themselves. And let's talk about this big team that has been bottom-dwelling for a while in the NFL, and the Cincinnati Bengals. They went up and take the hottest team in the NFL at that point, the Baltimore Ravens, and they just flipped the script. And now the Bengals, outside of the Cardinals, I believe, hottest team in the NFL right now, go into Baltimore, put up 41 points, destroy the Ravens 41-17 in Baltimore, man.
I think that's the most they've ever scored on the Ravens.
I wouldn't go that far, but that's considerable, you know.
I think so. Joe, you gotta understand the Ravens.
And they're
at
the top of the division too.
Years old.
Yeah, 25, top of the division.
Ravens are like 25 years old as an organization. Yeah. For most of their early history, they had one of the craziest defenses of all time. They had like the Ray Lewis's, the Ed Reed.
Let's talk about these Ravens though.
Let's talk about these Bengals.
Yeah, right.
Bengals. First of all. Remember we were talking about Jamar Chase last show? It seems like every fucking week he has like a 50-plus or 60, 70-yard touchdown.
Per usual.
I saw a funny tweet regarding this. I sent it to I think it's sent it to you guys. There were people who, after we watched what Justin Jefferson came in and did to the NFL last year, who were doubting that there was another guy who put up better numbers in college as a teammate to Justin Jefferson, who were doubting that he would fare off better than Justin Jefferson. And that guy's Ja'Marr Chase. Why were people that delusional? I may have fallen into that category as well, but how dare us?
Bro,
how dare you?
How dare I?
Yeah.
My thing was, I chose a book by his college. Like, okay, yeah, he had Joe Burrow throwing to him in college. And not to mention that LSU was just steamrolling everybody. But I was like, yeah, this guy is just kind of just going to be a big possession jump ball receiver.
But he's everything.
They found I didn't know he was fast.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was like
I
that
I didn't
either.
Know he was fast.
He can do it all.
Like, what he's doing in the NFL right now is completely insane. And
dude, he's on pace to break Randy Moss's rookie season, right?
I think Justin Jefferson already broke that.
Oh, he's on pace to probably break Justin Jefferson's.
And that's insane to me. But, like, big shout-out to Joe Burrow as well. Throwed for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
A very good
Ja'Marr
game.
Chase, 200 yards on the road.
They got that game done mostly, through the air? Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon had a touchdown, but mostly through the air. But they took the will out of the Ravens.
The type of season that Ja'Marr Chase is having is like Adrian Peterson's rookie year, in my opinion.
Oh, 100. Literally. He came in and hit the ground running with the NFL. But the Bengals now looking at 5-2 on the year.
Top of the division?
Top of the division right now.
Wow.
Top of the division. I believe stellar. That was the first.
Ravens are 4-2, yeah.
5-2. The Ravens are also 5-2.
5-2, yeah.
But this isn't over for the Ravens, but for the Bengals, like I've been saying right now, guys, these are the teams that are making a difference, making a statement. 7 weeks in Bengals, 5-2. Another team, sneakingly good 5-2. Another dismantling. To the hands of a top team in the AFC. Let's talk about the Titans and the Chiefs. Titans, 27-3. It was 27-0 in this game, completely dominated by the Titans. What's going on with the Chiefs? I feel like we say this all the time.
That's a
team. They just weren't good enough to beat the Titans.
Yeah.
But do you really feel like that?
Yeah, honestly.
If they went again, do you think that would be the same result?
Yes. 100%.
Okay. I don't think the same result, but I think the Titans could win that game.
They
didn't even run with Derrick Henry that much.
They did not.
I remember I was telling you, I thought Tannehill looked really bad last week on Monday night. This week, he looked really good. It's like a switch this man turns on.
100%, yeah.
But I don't want to take credit away from the Titans because
Derrick Henry did throw a touchdown.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. Let's just agree that the Titans are pretty good.
They're pretty good.
I will agree. I do believe.
They're up there as one of the top twos.
I'll say it.
I think they're number 10. This week.
Only because, I'll give them the credit, only because the last 2 weeks they really kind of jumped to the occasion and stood up. And this is not that whatever happened in New York against the Jets, I know Mike Vrabel went in the locker room and chewed those motherfuckers out. Because it's been pure
domination. Oh, bro, they definitely went partying the night before. They had to have.
Yeah, they were probably like, we're playing the Jets tomorrow. This is about to be light work.
It's finna be a breeze.
Yeah, nah. But, like, I don't know, man. They were confusing me. I thought they were just going to be a mid-table team. I would say they're up there, but then again, I did forget that they lost to the Jets because their last two performances have been pretty
astonishing. Really good. Yeah. Especially against the Chiefs to hold that offense to only 3 points.
Yeah. They got two really good back-to-back wins.
Bills
and Chiefs.
Two big games, two big wins. But, I mean, what about the Chiefs, man? Patrick Mahomes did not look good in that game. Travis Kelce did not look good in that game.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes kind of got knocked out towards the end of the game.
He's good.
What do you guys think? What are you guys thinking about this cold streak that Patrick Mahomes is going through?
Get Jackson Mahomes off the sidelines.
I mean, Andy Reid's got to step in. I don't know. The Eagles got to step in. Just tell this man he cannot be near the team at all.
Yeah. Like, you're not a player, Jackson. You're not. You're not part of this team. Patrick is. Britney, or what's his wife? What's his wife's name?
Brittany?
You too.
Get out of this man's way.
Yeah. You don't have a jersey or a helmet, okay? Or pads.
Or ass, for that matter.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Like, let's be real. Let's be real right now. They're serving no purpose otherwise but
TikTok content.
TikTok content and sabotaging their own, like, $500 million man, Patrick Mahomes. Like I said before, Omar, you know I say this a lot. Patrick made 550 M's. Patrick my nigga, I hate it had to be him.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad, actually, because Patrick's playing really poorly. He's only really winning the games against the shitty teams. The football team, the Eagles, the Browns. Well, Browns are not shitty.
What'd he do? Well, what did Russell do?
Russell left his blonde chick for a famous singer.
Ciara?
Yes, yeah. So Patrick could probably do that. Like Patrick, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm pretty sure,
isn't Ariana Grande single or some shit like that?
I mean, but if he leaves his girl, doesn't she get 250 M's?
No.
Probably. So you know she got that prenup ready.
Damn.
She white. She's smart. And no ass. Like,
oh, there's 500 M's on the table. Everyone's smart in that situation.
And ownership of the Kansas City Royals. Like, there's a lot on the table.
There's a lot
right,
on the
right
table.
Here.
You can't be a dumbass and have that on the table.
But look, also, I think Patrick Mahomes should start going into the book of Russell Wilson. And maybe, I don't know, do a, like, go through a mental game in your head before the game and warm-ups. Yeah. Maybe, you know, get those interceptions out the way first. Get those incomplete, crazy.
That's what Russell does.
Out the way. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Russell literally quizzes his offensive line before
there
the
you
game.
Go.
No, but that's the thing. Look, we're going to start blaming Patrick Mahomes for this mess. It's really the Chiefs, Steve. It's Spagnuolo. Steve, what are you doing?
Look, they are ass. Don't get me wrong. But the offense, 3 points.
Tyrann Mathieu, like, bro, you're not really that good at to me, Honey Badger was never like that great.
Don't start.
So, but okay, but outside of really good. Outside of the defense, though, like really, the point is the offense.
I respect
like,
you as an NFL player because you made it to the top of your league, but I don't think you're elite.
He's really
you
good.
And Blitz Boy Adams.
Nah,
I mean it's hard for him to put a team on his back if the offense ain't doing shit for him.
Barely. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu's not really known for coverage.
Why are we talking?
But he's really good at being at the right place at
the
right time.
Why are we talking about their
defense?
Let's talk about their offense.
Yeah, let's talk about their offense. Only 3 points.
Yeah, dude, like, what is
going
on?
The Tennessee Titans.
Patrick Mahomes.
Everybody's going to have an off day in offense, but the whole season.
So, no, 3 points is not an off day. 3 points is awful. That's terrible.
Off
day is like 10, 13 points.
Look, it happens.
Lamar Jackson had an off day.
We had an off day, and we put up 10 points.
Patrick Mahomes didn't do shit. He had less than 100 yards in the first half.
We had Eagles had an off day, put up 22 points.
Come on,
let's not talk about the team that wants to make blowouts look respectable.
Okay.
We're back on the Chiefs, and like we said, their offense is bad.
We already knew their defense wasn't good. Why are we trying to get the defense to bail them out? We already knew
their
defense wasn't good. Their
whole thing was the offense.
Yeah.
That was the whole wheel.
Now you're telling me their offense is just not good anymore? Is that what you're saying? Like, it's just the defense's fault that the offense can't
play. Patrick Mahomes throwing
more
sacks?
Well, for the game, yes. But for the whole season, it's the defense that's been fucking kicking him in the ass. Bro, their defense let the Ravens come back.
Their defense let
the Chargers win it.
Okay, here. I'm a Patrick Mahomes.
Their
Patrick
defense
Mahomes
kept
guy.
The Eagles in the game
I
so
will,
much.
I will. Their defense did let the Ravens come back. But Patrick Mahomes threw the dumb interception. That put the Ravens in the lead, did he not?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Against the Bills, Patrick Mahomes also threw a pick six in that game. The offense is really the issue here. And not to mention, they still blew out the Washington football team. But what did Patrick do? He turns the ball over twice in opposing territory. One of them wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Okay, one of them wasn't bad.
And then y'all proceed to give him the game.
Yeah. So... as much as you want to, like, I'm not going to sit here and scapegoat the Chiefs defense, especially Tyrann Mathieu, because I know he's
target,
a dog.
But it's not the real target.
Yeah, it's an easy target, but that's not the real target.
Yeah.
And like I'm saying right now, cold streak or not, I think Patrick Mahomes isn't really pressing in a way. I do think it's more so they're just not making the plays. The plays are there to be made, and they're not making them like they did in previous years, whether it's high passes and they're not getting down with it. They need a true number wide receiver two opposite.
I think they got complacent.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, they get complacent with Mecole Hardman and Byron Pringle.
Mecole got to go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to tell you guys, like, when you see the Chiefs in
Marcus
person,
Robinson, yeah.
like I like to watch, or when I'm going to the NFL, I like to watch receivers, like, run their routes, even if they don't get the ball.
Dude, the Washington players look bigger than
them. Mecole be looking, I mean... he's fast, don't get me wrong, but he just, like, I don't know, he just lacks this extra awareness thing. He lacks his sixth sense.
And also,
Tyreek Hill has.
And also, with all these injuries starting to pile up for them, it's going to be really hard for Patrick to even win a lot of games now. Because at this moment, I believe they're below...
They're 3-4.
They're 3-4? Let me check real
quickly.
They might
be 3-4, because they lost the Ravens, lost the Bills. Or maybe more before and
yeah,
three.
Yeah, but they're probably going to go through a win streak in the next, like, they're probably going to watch them win, like, the next eight.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're tied with Denver at dead last. 3-4
Wow.
Well, Denver sucks. So
yeah, Denver's on a 4-week losing streak.
Denver's like a low end 3-4 team.
Yeah.
So what would you put the Chiefs at mid range or high?
They remind me of like the 2018 Eagles.
So right now, I believe the Chiefs go up against the Giants on Monday night. But I mean, right now,
if they lose that game,
really easily the third best team in that division. I don't think they lose.
I don't think they're gonna lose either. But if they lose that game, what do we make of them?
This is what I think is gonna happen. Rest of the season, right? I think that the Chargers are gonna cool off a little bit.
I don't think so, man.
Is it the Chargers or is it the Raiders?
The Chargers are still a young team. So, I don't know. I don't know how their schedule is looking like for the division. Like, I mean, you know how the NFC.
They still got to play all their division games, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the first half of the season. Now it's grind mode.
To me, I still think the Chargers are kind of up there.
Well, they need to activate playoff mode, right? They need to go 2019 LeBron and activate playoff mode.
We still got 10 more weeks.
Yeah, there's still a long time.
Still 10 more weeks
before we look at that. But another team
you need seedings in the AFC, boy. Whoever gets that first round bye, you're winning the Super Bowl.
It's looking like the Raiders right now.
Between the Raiders, Titans, and the Bengals, man. I'm talking about
the first round bye.
Yeah.
The number one seed in the AFC.
We got a lot of teams competing for that. Ravens are in that hunt.
Because right now.
We got the Chargers are in that hunt. Raiders are in that hunt. Bengals are in that hunt.
So Raiders are first place.
Titans are in that hunt.
Raiders are first place in that
division. Raiders are first place, yeah.
They're 5-2. And then the Chargers are 4-2.
Oh, Chargers had a bye last week.
Yeah, they're on the bye.
So, another game that was really talking about the AFC West, and let's talk about the Raiders, man. And this team is playing really inspired football. After the Gruden emails came out, like all this stuff they had to deal with, which honestly I don't think is as big of a deal as people are making it seem. Like, okay, my coach got fired.
You better get us canceled. I'm kidding, yeah.
But I'm talking about like in the aspect of a player. Like, okay, my coach got fired. My coach probably, I already mentioned it so many times, thought he sucked anyway. He got fired. So, but they've been playing mad-inspired football. They go on the road, beat Denver in Denver. Well, get that win.
Ooh,
and then
so
after,
impressed.
Well, I mean, it's a divisional game. You'd be one to talk, man. Divisional games on the road, that's tough to do.
And they get an easy game against us. In Las Vegas.
Yeah, no game is easy in the NFL.
Good. They're so damn good.
Raiders.
Look, I mean, Derek Carr did play really well that game.
He did.
He had 16 straight completions.
He had 90% completion percentage, but, I mean.
John Gruden.
The run around town with the Jonathan Gannon defense is here. Just come down the field.
John Gruden was fucking up Derek Carr's greatness.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it seems like, though. I feel like their offense does move a lot better without John Gruden.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they're taking a lot more deep shots too, and incorporating everybody else on the offense. Like you got Henry Ruggs,
Henry Ruggs deep shots are so dope.
Yeah, and then Hunter Renfro has really transformed into like a really great slot receiver. Like who would have thought? I really didn't think he'd be that great of an NFL player because of his average speed. I mean, but
on offense, they're low key like kind of a complete team.
He's a bulk up.
100%.
He's just bulk
really
up
like
and play
offense.
Tight end for real.
No. I mean, he can hit, though. I mean, he's a smart player. We saw him get a huge hit against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Fake punt, you know? But
he has cool little flag football moves. I'll give him that.
I mean, they're working. That's crazy.
They be working, yeah.
It's crazy how well they work for him, too. Who would have thought that he would be the receiver he is? I mean, he's probably the second best Clemson receiver in the NFL right now. Third best Clemson receiver in the NFL right now.
Number one, D-Hop. Number two,
Mike Williams.
And he's way better than Sammy Watkins.
100%. Sammy Watkins, he fell off. I think Sammy Watkins is probably the last one I can even think of. Yeah. Ray McLeod, I guess. Yeah, I mean.
Ray wasn't even a receiver at Clemson. He was just a punt returner.
The same way he is right now in the Steelers.
He's a receiver now.
He's a gadget player.
Oh, yeah, because Juju's out. Gadget player.
But, man, like I'm saying, guys, though, we saw a lot of teams kind of separate themselves from the pack, and we're starting to see that. What teams are really, in your mind, separating from the pack, most impressive team so far this part of the season, both positively and negatively? You look at a team like, for example.
We stop setting ourselves up for these trap questions on the show, because if I say this one team, they're going to fucking lose next week. Last week I was just fucking raving about the Ravens.
Oh.
I don't want to. I don't want to because every time I say something on this pod,
look.
The team, like, they make it a mission to prove me wrong.
Maybe you just make it a mission to prove yourself wrong.
No, I don't.
But look, you can do
I'm honest about my take. I'm dead ass.
Positive or negative thought, you know, it could go either way. A team that's pressing you on a positive end, or a team that's at, like, kind of on a negative end, or like not meeting your expectations.
I'll tell you what, like, obviously, I told you about how I feel about the Chiefs. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? This is how you gonna do Andy Reid like that? Like, what is going on down there? Bro, just guard. Somebody guard the pain. You ever seen that Mark Phillips skit?
Guard the pain.
Somebody guard the pain. Somebody, by pain, I mean end zone. Guard the end zone. Because it's pain. Get it?
Yeah, a little bit. A little dad joke like there. I like it, though. Omar, what you think?
Honestly, for two teams that I'm impressed with, because I'm just going to give it to these two. We already talked about the Bengals, but really, like, compared to last season, Bengals are like a complete 180.
I really
do enjoy watching football like that. You know, Eagles were in tank mode. Hopefully in two seasons, three seasons, we can look like that.
10 years.
Another team, obviously the Raiders, especially the way they just started off the season. You know, like you say, the Raiders are the Raiders. And John Gruden, they managed to do a good job with him until he resigned in disgrace. And now they're playing some pretty inspired football, so I am impressed with them. And a team that's really looking shitty to me. What can I say? Chiefs look bad. Fucking Texans look bad. Bears look bad.
Well, I mean, we expect them to look bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no... Honestly, I'm just mostly surprised by the Chiefs. Like, Chiefs look really bad. Eagles, I had low expectations for them coming this season, so if they don't look that bad to me, they look on par.
For me, I'm just gonna go ahead and say the Washington football team to me, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
they're trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah, we were all really high on them in the season.
Everybody
the season,
was, but we gotta temper our expectations. I think I started tempering mine after we got destroyed by Buffalo. They put up like 40 points on us.
Yeah, I'll need to trade for Deshaun Watson or for fucking Cam Newton.
Sign Cam Newton. We need a trade for Deshaun Watson. I 100% agree. I trade for Tua at this rate. Like,
yeah,
we clearly need a quarterback. This man Heinicke, he's cool and all. Like, it's fun. He's like mini Fitzpatrick, but like a lot dumber. It's giving me kind of Mark Sanchez vibes, but more athletic and can run. But it's been a hard season to watch, especially because like when your bragging point, your hit home was your. Gonna be the defense and that defensive line, and they're just not coming up with big stops. I thought we did a really good job against the Packers, though. We really held them at bay. And you guys mentioned earlier in that game, earlier in this pod, that it was the turnovers by us, the football team. We just shot ourselves in the foot. You know, Heinicke diving, which is a stupid rule, I have to say.
Didn't RG3 have something similar to that in previous years?
RG3 had one.
He fumbled in the end zone.
He fumbled it while he was diving into the end zone. So,
no, but
yeah.
The thing is with Heinicke, it's just like, run that shit like a man.
He's done it before.
Dive like a man.
And then he Lambo. And then he Lambo leaped.
And then he leaped. Freezing cold take right there. That man Lambo leaped.
Good job, Heinicke.
Yeah. No, that's an all time.
You could have leaped into the end zone, motherfucker.
No, seriously, like, you had enough energy to go do the Lambo leap, but you couldn't do that, like, trying to cross the goal line. That was pathetic. Misses open guys in the end zone constantly, and then just throws really. He tries to throw the back shoulder fades, but just
a lot of misses.
I mean, he has no kind of arm strength. He floats so many passes, it's ridiculous.
He's lucky he has Terry McLaurin catching his weak-ass passes.
Oh, weak-ass passes. I mean, yeah, he throws them so high. I mean, Mo, you saw, like, how high he's just freaking throwing it.
It's like, why?
For no reason, too. He's like, you don't need to throw it that high. It
looked like a punk.
Oh, he said, oh, fuck your race.
Hanging up in the air for so goddamn long.
But, yeah, no, that's a team I really thought would do a lot better. And so they're trending down negatively for me. And the team that's trending up, I mean, we talked about I'll just give you guys two quick teams as the Bengals and the Titans. We talked about the Bengals has been bottom dwellers the last few years. in the NFL. But now look at them now. They got their franchise quarterback. And that just goes to show you all you need in the NFL is a franchise quarterback and put weapons around him. That's exactly all you need. That's
they knew what they were doing when they got Jamar Chase. They said, fucking O-lineman.
They did not give a fuck about what I thought, what all the other pundits thought.
They must have known like something good about this guy.
Exactly. And I love
it.
I love it.
Look at the Saints, too. They lost Drew Brees, but I think are they 4-2 or 5-2?
I think 5-2 now. They just won. Yeah, they won last night. I believe they're 5-2.
You don't need to play great.
Or 3-2. They're 4-2. 4-2. They had a bye week.
James had an all right game, maybe.
But and they're still without weapons too on offense. You know, no Michael Thomas. He should be coming back this week, I believe. But it just shows you.
He's still in the league. Find his way out.
Yeah, they're 4-2. Second place.
You got a guy like Alvin Kamara. You got weapons on offense, and you have the good offensive scheme.
They just got Mark Ingram.
Yeah, and they got back Mark Ingram, and so that's another element to their game.
Yeah, you already mentioned Mike Thomas coming back, yeah.
It's just, you know, and for example, you look at another team. You mentioned the Saints on the positive end of that. Let's look at a flip the script and look at a team like the Seahawks. You know, they don't have that quarterback, but they have the weapons on offense.
And they're in dead last at 2-5.
Well, 2-5, right? Yeah, exactly. The Seahawks is looking over. Watch Russell Wilson pop up on some trade talks this coming week. The trade deadline is next week, next Tuesday. You already had a few trades happen. As you mentioned, Omar, Mark Ingram goes back to the Saints. I think that's a really big deal. Zach Wilson gets hurt for the Jets, and they get thwarted.
Yeah, they got fucked up by the Patriots. Yeah.
54-13.
Oh, they just got Joe Flacco,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was going to say they just got Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's going back, but they still are going to give they're going to give Mike White the start. I don't know who they play next.
The Jets, they got the Bengals.
The Bengals. Yeah, I think
is that
Bengals.
1 p.m.?
Rip, rip.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rip to them. I believe right now, I think it would be the Bengals might possibly have the number one seed in the AFC right now, which is huge for them. They got an easy one coming up.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They got an easy one coming up against the Jets. Ravens are on a bye. Steelers are returning from the bye. Kind of excited to see what the Steelers have in store and what the bye week did for the Steelers. So kind of want to see how they rebound.
I think they could trend upwards and overtake Cleveland.
I believe so, too, especially with Cleveland dealing with these injuries. Yeah. Same thing I want to say with the Bills. That bye week after a really tough loss against the Titans 2 weeks ago. Hopefully that bye week did help them out, got their players rested, refocused, hopefully get the coaches focused too. And they can hopefully go on a run down the stretch in the NFL. Dallas is also coming back this week. Dallas going up against Minnesota Vikings. That's actually going to be a really good game in my opinion. Vikings, low-key, have been a very, very, very interesting team. And I think low-key they can sneak into the playoffs as a 6th seed or a 7th seed.
Or an 8th seed someday.
That's just only goes up to 7.
Yeah, but
I mean they are
6-17.
They are a pretty high scoring team.
They are a high scoring team. Yeah. They still got weapons on that offense. Dalvin Cook, when he's ready to play, he's gonna get at least 100 yards.
Kirk Cousins, low key having a good season.
Yeah, he did it last year too.
Mm.
Yeah, and the Colts are kind of
I don't know about the Colts
back
yet.
In the win column. That was the best win they had against the 49ers.
It was.
That was a solid football game.
Carson Wentz
only has one interception this year.
And that was different. What was the issue with Carson Wentz?
Wait, was that a fumble that he had, or was that
ruled as a fumble? But still,
that was my favorite turnover.
In his head, he said before the play even started, "I'm gonna give this ball to this. I'm gonna turn it
over. I'm gonna give
because
it to
that guy. Was I." And literally, you guys watched the Water Boy, right?
Yeah.
It was literally that scene where he got Bobby Boucher got an interception,
and
gave it to the guy, and let him run, and he was like, let him score the touchdown. That was reminiscent of that, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's gotten to Carson Wentz, for real. Like, now that he's playing good, is it because apparently he talks about him and his coach, the faith they have, like as if like they're the only two Christians in the league.
I really don't get that.
Yeah, faith in God and faith in the game plan.
Yeah, it's just like, Isn't like 99% of the league Christian?
Well, I think that what the best thing that's helping Carson Wentz right now is that strong running game the Colts have.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor's looking like a really good back.
You think the 49ers with their strong defense, the Colts wouldn't be able to run against them, but Jonathan Taylor rips off like over 100 yards on the ground, I believe, and they just made it look easy. And Carson Wentz, too, like he's throwing the ball all over the place.
The Colts also have a significantly better offensive line than the Eagles because they're not as banged up.
They are banged up.
Not like the Eagles. The Eagles are just on some other shit.
I mean, well, that division, honestly, I mean, pretty sure we just said it was going to be between the Colts Titans. And Titans. Well, I mean, Titans number one, I obviously.
Titans are, well, actually, they play each other this week.
Another divisional game.
I believe they'll be playing each other this week.
That one, New Orleans and Tampa Bay. Cleveland and the Browns. Cleveland and Steelers, my fault.
Cleveland Steelers, yeah. Cleveland playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games going on. Are y'all on a bye? Washington?
No. We got Denver.
That should be a good... Actually...
Hopefully. It's going to be a good one.
It might be interesting.
It needs to be a get-right game for one of them.
Yeah.
It needs to be a get-right game
for someone.
You know, and if the... Well, you guys travel to Detroit?
Yeah, we're going to Detroit. I think this is going to be... I don't like to say this, this might be their first win. You were saying
Call
that.
Call me a fake fan. I give no fucks.
You guys need a tank.
We're in tank mode. Tank mode.
Don't matter, bro.
It wouldn't matter if you guys are in tank mode.
Coach, what's Detroit's coach name again?
Dan Campbell.
Coach Dan, congratulations on your first win of the as a head coach.
After you threw everything you've had at the LA Rams last week, here's a free W for Nick Sirianni.
I know it's hard as hell to get a win in the NFL, we'll show you how easy it is.
Yeah.
And
Miles Sanders is out, so I'm expecting a big game from Kenneth Gainwell or Boston Scott if we decide to run the ball. That's not in the game plan. You're right.
Yeah, it's not even in the game plan. First of all, Deuce Staley should have been our head coach, but no. They just don't like bald black man running the organization.
Hey, bro. The tank is still on. Fire Howard Roseman and fire Nick Sirianni.
You know, the tank is on, but I don't think you guys want to hope for a tank on your end. I think the team you guys want to tank is the Miami Dolphins, and they're doing quite a good job of that. I think they just lost their sixth game of the season. I think they're 1-6. They should.
Yeah, they lost to the Falcons.
Yeah, lost to the Jags last week too. So yeah, 1-6. We're looking at for the Miami Dolphins, and then now they're getting a lot of trade rumors swirling between the Dolphins and the Texans, looking to get this Deshaun Watson trade happening. And then we've had Tua rumors to all different kinds of teams: Denver, Washington, Houston. But how did this happen with the Miami Dolphins? And it's crazy to think that a meaningless blowout loss they took last year in Week 17 to the Bills, if they win that game and don't get actually blown out the way they did, they'd be in a completely different scenario than they are right now. What do you guys think?
I have to agree with you on that.
Possibly.
Because, I mean, they'd be in the playoffs if they win that game. All they had to do was win that game and then go to the playoffs.
Why? They had a huge fall off from last year. And honestly, is it really Tua's fault this season? I know he was injured for a few weeks, but you had Jacoby Brissett, you know, trying to win games.
I have people telling me that Tua's really bad. I don't see Tua as being really bad. Dolphins as a whole are not a good team. I think last year they were a good team.
I think they put
more emphasis on culture than they do execution.
They also are banged up.
I can see that, yeah.
All they have is Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, they have no running back. They just have Jalen Waddle as receiver. Deonte Parker, they're probably done with him.
Fuller is just not going to play any more games for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that was a really interesting signing in my opinion. I think they were better off trying to go for like a guy like Galladay.
But, they decided to do Will Fuller for some reason.
I mean, he's suspended. Now he's hurt, you know. So
now he's on IR.
But now, and the Dolphins are in just such a terrible position because they gave away their first round pick to the Eagles.
Thank you.
So it's just it is not a good showing right now for the Dolphins, and I think right now you gotta think about Brian Flores being on the hot seat, and they're already calling for Tua's head, as we know.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's why I feel bad for Tua in that sense, because I don't think there's anything he could have done. I don't think he's doing anything wrong either. It's just that the expectations were probably set a little too high for this team, as we mentioned earlier with the Washington football team.
I think the expectations were, well, my personal expectations were just a little bit lower this year for them. I mean, I didn't think they were going to do any better than what they did last year.
You finished 10-6, you're one game away from the playoffs, and then you come back, you add weapons on offense, Will Ferrell, Jalen Waddle.
It looks good on paper.
It looks good on paper, but
come week seven. Ball games. Yeah, exactly. Come week seven, you're a depleted team.
Paper,
1-6.
You must have never played that paper football game where you kind of flick it with your wrist.
You'll learn a lot about the gridiron from paper football.
I learned a lot about kicking. That was pretty fucking clutch. I'll tell you that.
Probably still can't kick football for it. Save your life.
Bro, you was out there when we was kicking extra points at Reservoir. I was making them bitches.
And you tried out for a soccer team. You should have just been the kicker.
At goalie. Yeah, I tried out as goalie. I could have made it as right back. Matter of fact, fuck that. I could have just fucking kicked extra points, bro.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, that's it's tough. It is tough winning in the NFL. We talk about it so many times. But let's start talking about some baseball, I guess. We'll talk about some baseball. As I mentioned earlier on in the show, we had the Atlanta Braves winning the NL pennant and the Houston Astros winning the AL pennant, returning to the World Series. Atlanta took game one handily. I believe they won 5-1 or 6-1. Houston right now in game two, they're up top of the fourth, 5-1 right now. It's been a crazy game. Obviously, I think we all agree that we want Atlanta to win this, even though we're all Nationals fans here. I'm pretty sure we want Atlanta.
We just don't fuck with cheaters.
We don't fuck with cheaters.
Yeah, you don't, it's never
really cool. There was no discipline. There was no accountability.
Fuck
Houston.
It's
Astros.
Been 2 years and we still have a fucking tattoo. Like, come on, two years.
It has been 2 years and
bro,
I'm still waiting to see those.
It's warm as
fuck in
Houston
okay.
right now, bro. I know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is Houston. It's not even November yet.
If I'm the Brave, I'd wear the blue jerseys because that's what the Nets wore.
They are wearing.
They are. They are wearing those.
They look just like us.
I wouldn't wear white at home.
Except we wore white pants.
That Jock Peterson, damn, he got so fat. I love it. Playing baseball, you could just be fat.
And there's like no
and
CTE.
And get paid so much money, it's crazy.
Zero CTE.
You gotta love it.
It'd be good.
You gotta love that, you know.
Well, yeah, obviously, you gotta love it, but Braves in five.
I got Braves in five, too.
Yeah, fuck that. Braves in five. Fuck the Astros. Take a backseat to the Braves, bitch.
Yeah. Well,
does that wrap
it up, or...
Well, we do have a big UFC card coming up.
Oh, we do. That's
UFC 267.
That's not till next week though.
6-7? No, wait, which one is
that? No,
6-8 is next week.
Yeah, 6-7.
6-7 is Jan Blachowicz versus Glover. I have no idea how to say his name.
Glover Teixeira.
That's
actually a good card because Peter Yan is fighting in that card.
Islam Makhachev is fighting
Makhachev
Dan Hooker.
Also fighting that card. So this is actually a pretty good card coming up this weekend. You're thinking of next month's card is the Usman Covington
268.
Yeah, Rose and Zhang.
Oh yeah, Rose Namajunas, Zhang Weili. I believe we got. There's another big fight on there. I forgot who it was.
Hold on, one sec.
I don't know
who it was, but
Usman's gonna whoop that nigga's ass.
Usman is gonna whoop that nigga's ass. You know, Usman will whoop.
Gonna break his face
ass.
Again.
He will break his face again. You know, after what Usman did to Masvidal. In his last title fight, man, that was a transformed Usman. I mean, I've been watching a lot of Dragon Ball Super right now. That is Usman going Super Saiyan God Super.
Justin Gaethje fights.
Oh, Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler. That's what it was. Justin Gaethje and Michael. Damn, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, Michael Chandler got this.
Oh, shut up. Well, Michael Chandler's gonna get beat the fuck up by Justin Gaethje.
And you got Zhang Weili versus Rose
Namajunas.
I hope I said that right.
That's going to be a great rematch. We got some great rematches in this one, man. We really got some great rematches. I believe Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler, that's going to be the number one contender fight, I believe, for the
lightweight belt
that's being defended. I don't even know when the lightweight belt is being defended.
Hold on, wait a minute. Is Blachowicz still the heavyweight champion? That's light heavyweight.
Yeah, Blachowicz is light heavyweight.
And
heavyweight
then Ngannou had been stripped.
Yannick. Ngannou was
he was stripped.
And then I think, I forgot. I see Gane, Cyril Gane has the heavyweight. I'm thinking it's Gane. It's some guy. It's some Brazilian.
All I know is it's
somebody
be
who
two,
fought Derek Lewis. I think
two
it was somebody about
back-to-back
Derek Lewis,
weekends
sure.
of great fights.
Says Francis Ngannou, but I recall him being stripped of his title by Dana White.
I think there could have been an interim title. I'm not sure.
I think
Dana's an asshole.
Yeah, Because he wanted him to fight, I believe. But he stripped him. Or maybe that was last year.
I think Francis wanted more money to fight, and he wanted also to fight John Jones. Mm. Still working on that fight, obviously, but John Jones keeps getting arrested for domestic violence. So we won't see. I don't know when we'll see John Jones. When we'll see him. The next fight I'm looking forward to is Dustin Poirier and Charlie Oliveira. Whenever that happens, probably. I'm thinking that one's set for December or January. Yeah. I'm not sure. You think January? And then hopefully whenever Conor comes back, we will. Nate Diaz is out here on Twitter calling out Tony Ferguson. So we might see a lot of fights announced in the coming months, in the coming weeks, I should say. Speaking of Conor, he was not a fan of Man United's performance.
Oh, absolutely not. Against Liverpool?
Absolute rubbish.
Absolute garbage.
He was coming for
fuck you.
He was coming for Ole's head.
Coming for Ole's head, bro, dog. Like, yo, Conor. Tell him straight up. We're not gonna accept this.
Let me
play striker next to Ronaldo. Like,
shit, right?
Yeah. Yo, you heard the man, Ollie. Yo, you better give him the Conor McGregor. You're taking everything I work
for, motherfucker.
I'm gonna fight your ass.
Damn, I really wish I could find that sound bit. I'm looking through the soundboard right now.
But yeah, no, a lot of great cards coming up. UFC 267. We talked about that's gonna be Saturday night. This Saturday.
Yeah, and then 268 November 6th.
Oh, really? 268? Wait, November 6th?
Yeah.
And they got back-to-back pay-per-views then?
Jeez. Yeah,
that may be tripping. I don't really care that much, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, right. Saturday, November 6th. Yeah. Back-to-back, baby.
UFC 268, UFC 267. Okay, Dana. He trying to go back-to-back.
Yeah, Dana, I like that.
Yeah, man.
Back-to-back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa. All right, Dana, I see you. Mr. Dana White. What else happened in news today and sports news?
As you like.
We can cut it right there. Let's wrap it up. I'll edit right here and we can just wrap it up.
All right, guys. Well, take it easy. Look back to talking with you guys next week. We'll talk about UFC wrap up, get these fights out the way. NFL week 8, get that wrapped up. Hopefully, we'll have a World Series champion crown. Hopefully, they are the Atlanta Braves. Wow, they have a pitcher named Fried.
Wow.
that's a cool one. And hopefully, we'll be celebrating Atlanta Braves. And, well, take it easy. See, till next week.
Peace.